Da Bears.
What is up? The boys are back. Episode 102 of Da Bear Minimum Podcast. Guys, today is Monday. A little weird to record on a Monday. Today is Monday, April 8th. We all survived the eclipse. Everybody, how's your eyes? 2020, right? We're good?
Yep. I'm good. All clear.
All clear. Good to all go. Good. For sure?
Still see. Yeah.
All right. All right. All right. We're good. Sean? Not okay. Okay.
This is really random. Speaking of Sean, I saw an albino goose the other day. And
at Fatty's in DeKalb. An albino silly goose.
Hey, silly goose.
No, Jake.
Oh, Jake. You took a picture. You want to show us.
You're
going to
get a text message about this. Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, that's Fatty's all right.
That's not an albino goose.
Dog, yes, it was. Well, okay, so I actually had to look this up. Sorry. Let me get clear here.
It's got a black neck.
It was like a brown neck. Anyways, let me make this. Hold, pause. It's okay. I said albino goose because if I said what it actually was, you'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about? This kind of leads you into it. It's called something else in birds. It's not called albinism. Started with an F. Anyways, it's a genetic mutation where things don't have pigment. It's the same thing. It's just instead of a black neck, it's like a light brown. But the whole rest of the goddamn goose is white.
The genetic mutation
Thank you.
In birds
yes.
is called albinism.
No, pause. Now
I looked up albinism in birds.
Now I gotta fight with you.
That's
now.
Not how this
Don't
goes.
Don't fight with me. You fight with birdsandblooms.com. This isn't me.
He's like, pause. This is it. We're running episode 102 of the Bare Minimum Podcast. Guys, join with the bestest friends in the whole world. Producer Jake is avid bird enthusiast.
Bird guy.
Producer Jake
avid ornithologist.
Here. Okay, sure. Dale's here.
Not avid ornithologist. Hey, everybody.
I'm Marcos. Our boy Sammy Stats. Sending Sammy Stats and Mrs. Stats love.
It's called a leucistic Canada goose. It's right.
You know, and it starts with F.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, I thought it was flastic or something. Anyways.
So we're sending Sammy Stats and Mrs. Stats love. They are on their honeymoon, a much deserved belated honeymoon. So we hope you guys come back super sunburnt. Lots of drinks. Can't wait to hear the stories. So, guys, it's episode 102. The bestest friends in the whole world.
Don't
and we're
shake
back
your head.
Again.
That does not say what you think that says, I don't think.
I can't believe we're still talking about this.
I'm ready to move on.
I can't believe we're still talking
about
this.
It says that it has slightly off-colored or...
When I do the thing right now...
It says...
When I do the thing right now...
Let me finish.
We're going to stop this.
Let me finish. Leucistic, which is defined as an abnormal condition of reduced pigmentation...
Keep reading the sentence.
Affected various bird animals.
Keep reading the sentence.
That is marked by overall pale color of patches of reduced coloring and is caused as a genetic mutation
Fellas.
Which inhibits
patches,
melanin
reduced color.
And other pigments from being deposited in feathers, hair, or skin. That's very similar to albinism.
This is the definition of podcasting.
How the hell are we doing?
Pretty good.
I'm pretty good, I'd say.
He's good.
This is a good open.
Oh, buddy.
If you're here, you got to want to be
if
here.
We put this one up against the other 101. I don't know. If you go back and listen to some of the first ones, though, very bad.
Yeah, it's okay.
With single digits.
It was a warm-up period.
Very bad. Preseason.
Yeah,
we did no warm-up. We just did.
We had bad microphones.
We did. We had really that we thought were really good. Guys, we'll start it off with today is National Zoo Lovers Day. Today is National Empanada Day.
Two things I can get behind.
Big enthusiast of the empanadas over here, as you can tell. Holla at your boy.
Dale's a big zoo guy.
Dale's a big zoo guy. Big zoo guy.
Shout out to zoos.
Likes caging animals.
That's... What is up? First off, you left me standing outside your front door for 10 minutes while you slept on a couch 7 feet away. I was drinking beer on your front stoop.
See you guys
and
later.
Like your neighbor waved at me. It was very embarrassing. Probably for her, not for me. I have no shame.
Boys, how did you partake in the once in a lifetime, except it just happened in 2017, once in a lifetime event that was the total solar eclipse?
That shit was getting me too. I was like, didn't we just do this?
I knew where people were going because they just went. Like, I have like coworkers that were like, we're going to Carbondale. I'm like, oh yeah, that's where you go see eclipses. That was recent. How do I know that? Yeah.
Apparently, it's not coming back for like 40 years though.
2045.
Something like that. Yeah.
So we got two quick ticks, and then
and then we're out.
Well, and then we'll see you when I'm 60.
How? Yeah,
or 70.
Shout out VD. I got my hair cut today, and she's like, "Do you want to go look real quick?" She had her glasses.
Oh, Dale's like half cut.
No, it was before she started.
His big gown. Yeah, I just watched it with customers. Like, I literally was just standing outside. We're all like, looking.
"Were you wearing glasses?"
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Well, and then I was like, you guys know me.
Sunglasses?
No. The ones. You guys know me, though. I'm super, like, paranoid. Like, I get very, like, in my head about things. And for probably 27 minutes today, I, like, convinced myself that I had bought counterfeit glasses and, like, they weren't actually going to do anything. And I was ruining my eyes. And I'm, like, looking up at the sun. Like,
oh, you would know.
This is it.
Yeah, I watched it at the office. Just stepped outside for, like, 10 minutes. Go check it out. It
super cool. Yeah.
No, it was cool.
Yeah,
good stuff. Not going to be one of those haters that's like, oh, yeah, no big deal. Like, dude, come on. It's sure. Yeah. It's not like I'm not taking a PTO day. Like, the people who took a PTO day, that's a little much. But, hey, you use your days how you use your days. I'll use mine like I use mine.
I always like the ones where it's like a comet's passing by. It only happens once every 20 years, and then it passes by in the blink of an eye. Like, if you happen to look away,
like,
for
fucking
a second, you're like, God damn it.
Yeah. You could have literally just, like, out of office for an hour today and, like, been totally good and not had to take a PTO day.
An hour is even a lot.
Well, yeah. Everybody would have a fucking sunburn.
15 minutes.
Like,
meeting.
Where have you been?
I walked in, and VD's like, oh, did you see it? I'm like, no. She's like, do you want to just go look at it? And she handed me her glasses. I was outside for 10 seconds, and I was like, oh, this is really cool. And that was the entire experience.
It was cool. We'll see it again in 2045. How old will we be? I will be
70-something. 45? Oh, yeah, 71. 70-something. You said, oh, dude. Wait, sorry. I was under the impression this wasn't coming back for 40 years.
20 years.
I was doing 40 in my head.
Yeah, 2045. I'm like 70. I'm like, how old are you?
50-something. Yeah.
That's not good.
Dog, you will be too.
Yeah, I'm just more so thinking. It was in my head.
What was that?
I'll have a 21-year-old. That's not good. That's not good. Update. Jake, as the scheduling producer, Jake here, you tell me, do we want to do my Wizard of Oz review now?
Yes.
Or do we want to do that a little
No,
later?
Let's Please. Open. Let's do this.
I All right,
since
wait.
We opened with Geese,
so
we'll
you
open with.
Watch The Wizard of Oz.
So I watched The Wizard of Oz, 1939.
So you finally understand the. She
Everything.
Came down
in
a
bubble,
Doug.
Yeah. Doug is an idiot. Doug's an idiot.
Doug's an idiot. I
don't know.
Absolutely a princess.
Grow up.
She came down in a bubble. She's absolutely
a
princess.
Tiara.
So your thoughts?
So a couple big things, right, from this movie. First of all, 1939. At first, I was like, damn, this movie is old as shit. And then you watch that movie and you're like, well, they did pretty good for 1939.
Right. Like, that is like the key thing.
Yeah, they did pretty good for 1939. Like, shout out to you guys. Toto's the best damn dog in the world.
Toto's
the
sick.
Best damn trained dog in the world. This movie also should not be a kids movie. Like, super scary. Not scary, but like, the monkeys are pretty fucked up. The witch is pretty fucked up. Like, the munchkins. The whole munchkin land thing.
People.
Yeah, dude. But like, half of them were little and then the other half were just kids that look like the adults next to them. It's pretty fucked up in some parts.
It is. Yeah, no, it's crazy.
It's super crazy.
The music is wild.
Yeah.
Like, when bad shit's happening.
Yeah. Spoilers. No spoilers here. But can I spoil this after 80-something years?
Too soon?
Fuck the wizard. Fuck the wizard.
The guy?
Yeah, that dude's a fucking... The dude.
He's a guy.
Yeah, the dude.
He's been shaming everybody.
Yeah. And it was a very Lord of the Rings moment. Like,
whoa.
Fly, you fools. Why not just take the eagles and get there? Like, if these Jimmy Choos work like that the whole time, why didn't you just tell me click these bitches together and I'm back in Wichita for second half? So that was it.
There is like an Instagram or something, like movies that could have ended an hour early. It's like, no, just do this. It's like, and then it's like roll credits.
Done.
Yeah, done. Oh, jump on the back of the eagles and let's just go? Okay, bet.
That's not how Gwaihir works.
Don't do this.
Lord of the Eagles. That's not how this works.
Don't do this. So yeah, that one was fun. Jake, what movie am I watching next?
That's a good question. I think I'll get a wheel together. Didn't you say at one point you were keeping a list of movies from over the years that were like...
I think Sam kept the list.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Sam is a list guy.
Sammy Stats is a Sammy list guy. So by the end of the episode, we'll come up with maybe some options and we'll see what I watch next. This is fun. Can we make it sports this time, though?
Specifically sports?
It could be any sport. But yeah, let's alternate. Yeah. You know, this is, you know, maybe one... Just no clowns. That's it.
No clowns.
No clowns, dude. No clowns. Okay. That's it.
See, I'm trying to think, though. Like, how many sports movies aren't you, like, a sports movie guy?
I'm a sports guy. I don't know if I'm necessarily a sports movie. I mean, I've seen the ones. I've seen Remember the Titans, but, like,
Have you seen... I've
never seen Rudy or...
Not fucking Bull Durham.
Tin Cup. Never seen Tin Cup.
Okay,
Tin
Cup's good. Just watch Tin Cup, then.
Tin Cup's good.
Cheers.
It's Masters is coming up. It's perfect timing.
Perfect.
Let's watch Tin Cup.
Tin Cup's good.
Sounds good. Tin Cup is the next one. Guys, so Wizard of Oz. That was fun.
No one's going to remember.
Speaking of, that was fun. NCAA. Final Four just wrapping up here. We had champion the South Carolina Gamecocks. The Lady Gamecocks beat the Hawkeyes. That was crazy. The Lady Cox.
The Lady Cox.
The Lady Cox. I kind of thought about that, too. That was crazy. Like, that was a... Dude, I've liked watching the women's game more than I've liked watching, like, the men's game. Just because, like, one, Caitlin Clark, I think, like, her range is
The range is insane.
She has, like, no NBA or WNBA teammates either. She just fucking carries them.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible.
Dude, I mean,
it was best player versus best team.
Oh, yeah. And the fact that they hung in there as long, like, she literally for the last 2 years has just carried that team.
Well, 18 in the first quarter.
Boys. I thought we were in for some shit. I thought
it's like she's dropping
like
60
point night. I'm just like, good lord, like this is it. But dude, there's a reason that South Carolina team was just like undefeated. That was good. I like watching the women's game because it's like it's less physical and speed and strength and stuff like that. Very technical.
Very technical.
Very technical. Which is like, I don't know. It's beautiful, I guess, for like lack of a better word. Like it's appealing to watch. So that was good. You get Purdue and UConn kind of matched up here in this final. That hasn't it been them two all along? Like I know we joked about
about
Purdue.
I'm upset that Purdue is actually here because I am a big hater. But I do think UConn's gonna win. I just think
it's a team of destiny.
They're just it's just like on the women's side. They're just too fucking good.
Yeah. I mean, I've liked it. I've liked our little bit of college basketball, and then we'll go back to doing the same thing and see you guys next tournament. So 1-800-GAMBLER, gamble responsibly, and we'll see. What is that, tonight? Oh, that's tonight.
No,
that's probably
it is tonight.
Purdue
is
plays
tonight.
Probably on, like,
probably
right
on
now.
Right now.
Guys, we'll move on. Anything else you guys want to get into here? We got some stuff to go over.
Let's do it.
No sponsors, no voicemails this week. We did hear from a longtime listener.
Ah, fuck. Real quick, I forgot something. What does the sun do?
Oh, I got to tell you guys too.
When it needs a haircut. Eclipse it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's a wrap on episode 102. Thanks for listening, guys.
Been real.
Can I give you guys a I learned recently moment?
Nice.
And I'm pretty embarrassed about this one.
That's all right. It's growth.
Pretty embarrassed about this.
It means that you recognize you're growing and that's a good thing.
Sorry, you said you learned something?
I learned something that
Where
I'm
Where are we on the mirrors on ceiling scale?
It's up there. This will go to that list.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah.
These are good, ladies and gentlemen.
And I did it on Easter, too, which is embarrassing in front of like family and everything.
You didn't know
Easter?
You didn't know the Easter Bunny wasn't real.
No, I didn't know sheeps and lambs are the same thing. Lambs are just baby sheeps.
I will not judge you for this.
Had no clue.
I didn't know that ponies were different than horses.
Okay. See, and I
thought
like,
they were just
like,
baby.
When did you learn that?
Oh, like within the last 5 years. Like from my wife, who I met in my late 20s.
Okay.
Mid-20s, that's
a week
true.
Ago.
Gotcha.
Yeah. This is within the last couple of years. Gotcha. She still makes fun of me.
I had no clue. But I was always like, okay, lamb chops. Why is there no sheep chops? You know, like.
I just saw ponies were little horses. And Kate goes, yeah, but what about, have you ever heard the words foal or colt? I'm like, yeah, they're like ponies. that's as good as I could do.
So I wanted to make sure I threw that one in here. Guys, anything else? Then we move on. We hear from Stebon. Stebon recently reached out. What did Stebon say? He said, well. Guys, it looks like Caleb is already on his way to Canton, already on the way to the Hall of Fame. Actually, if I could pose a question to the podcast, because I somehow have this feeling, this draft feels oddly familiar to past drafts for the Bears, specifically that of the 2017 draft, the Bears holding a majority of the cards draft capital-wise. Some would say generational, though we didn't know at the time, QBs, and we went with the kid out of North Carolina and Mitch. Now, fast forward to 2024. Once again, The Bears are holding a majority, if not all, of the cards this time. Some would say a generational QB prospect. How mad would you guys be if somehow, once again, the Bears at number one take the kid from North Carolina again in Drake May instead of Caleb?
I don't think it's similar. In the fact that we were going to get that decision wrong in 2017 regardless. I mean, there were two or three quarterbacks picked before Patrick Mahomes that year. And Deshaun Watson?
No, Pat was the third, I believe. It was
Pat was like the ninth. Overall, sorry, not quarterback taken.
Okay.
I meant picks were, yeah, sorry. Anyways, I don't think it's quite similar. And also this year, it's like, I mean, Caleb Williams was at the Bears facility last week.
Yeah, like this isn't Ryan Pace trying to be the smartest guy in the room anymore. Like,
yeah,
this is, we know what's happening.
Cause like, I almost feel like Ryan, like, I feel like this is just not in the realm of possibility anymore without how outward, like, Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus in that front office, they are like actively flirting with Caleb Williams in public. They are playing footsies at the table. They are sending each other flowers.
They're holding hands in public.
The whole thing.
Did you see Waddle and Sylvie? It was Sylvie. As soon as Greeny got on, like, Sylvie started yelling at him. He goes, "Hey, it's great to have you. Nice to see you on the air the other day." But I got to ask you, like, why are you still fighting the Caleb Williams one overall thing? And Greeny just kind of, yeah, yeah, yeah. But it was nice to see them go, like, dude, what are you? This isn't,
well,
speculation.
That's
anymore.
Been eating up Sylvie for like a week.
Oh,
now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I get it, though. Like,
it's stupidity.
When you talk about, and it's stupidity, but at the same time, like, these people's jobs, like Greeny's job,
right,
like Scott Van Pelt's job, like Dan Orlovsky, like Ryan Clark, all these guys are meant to come up with takes that make you come back and listen again.
And they're speaking to masses.
Yeah. Like, I always feel this way when I hear from these, like, I hear about our team from these national, like, pundits, it's just not somebody shooting with us in the gym. Like, it's not somebody that's in the trenches with us.
I like that.
It's not somebody that's out here, like, actually riding this roller coaster with us. This is just people that, like, are looking at this from a distance and saying, oh, this is the record. This is who's on the roster. This is who you are. And, like, unless you really, especially where the Bears are right now, these guys have no clue. So I think all roads here lead to Caleb Williams. And guys, let's get into it. We'll talk a little State of the Beloved. And thanks to Stebon for that question. Again, if you guys want to ever send us an audio file, voicemail, it's dubairminimum@gmail.com. Send an audio file directly to the Facebook page. Send it to one of us directly. Love to hear from you guys. So we'll get into State of the Beloved, talk about the Bears, and really talk about Caleb Williams. So the Bears recently hosted Caleb for one of their 30 visits, which is like your – like actual time to like bring them out to your facility, introduce them to some people on the team, show them the city. This is where organizations will, you know, you'll take them to the UC and you'll show them the Caleb jersey on the statue, you know, that kind of stuff. But like, there was apparently a dinner, like they went out to dinner the night before his 30 visit. Players were there. Like Matt Eberflus said, they were talking about like doing more install. He's not even on your team yet. But that's why we, like, when we talk about Stefan's question, this is where all roads lead to. Like, we are 17 days away from, like, 101 Roger Goodell saying the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback USC. Like, it's stoked out of my freaking mind right now.
I don't understand why people aren't excited. There's just not.
Because he paints his nails. Because he has a pink phone case. He wears lipstick.
We've talked about this, and that's just silliness, and I respect anyone's right to have an opinion.
They watch The Wizard of Oz.
All problems are solved with good football.
That's right.
I wouldn't.
There hasn't been a problem not solved with good football.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's, I don't understand my thing. And I saw a lot of the, like, so I saw a lot of the Dennis Rod, like, talking about painted nails and personalities and all that stuff. I saw a lot of, like, comparisons, like, you guys were the same people that cheered for Dennis Rodman. And, like, okay.
These aren't the same thing.
This
though.
Isn't the same thing, because Dennis Rodman, just a little different in, like, personality and, like, stand out there and stuff. But, like, I think you can draw a lot of similarities to, like, a Jim McMahon. Like, that punky kind of, like, F the system, we're not going to take it kind of, like, I don't know. It was just like, it was the different than the norm in that time. Like, if you got behind him, like, get behind this guy. And again, when you listen to these pros and these people who analyze these like talents and stuff talk about how good Caleb Williams is, like, who fucking cares what color his phone case is? The guy's being compared to Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck and all of these people coming out of college. Not the, again, prospect. We understand. But like, smart people expect big things out of this guy. Why can't we? You know, I don't care what color his fucking nails are. Dude, it drives me insane. Because it's the same people that, like, I feel like they just changed course. Like, a couple weeks ago, they were saying, like, trade the pick and keep Justin, you know? And now it's the same people that are like, oh, well, have you watched the Notre Dame game? Did you see him cry after the game in his mom's arms, eh?
I mean, if you open up 4-0, no one's going to say anything anymore.
You don't even
they're
have
just,
to do all that.
Like, people like, just find any reason to hate on something. That's just
right.
What it comes down to.
It's so fucking what? I just don't get it.
But. So I'll play devil's advocate here. Like, let's say because, again, Caleb is a rookie, right? And Caleb has to get used to going from Pac-12 defenses to, like, professional defenses and a new system and everything. So let's say Caleb stumbles out of the gate, you know, or this thing takes a little bit of time to really come together. Like, he should be given that grace, correct? How do you guys kind of level expectations here with where the roster is and a rookie quarterback coming in? Can you do both?
You say stumble out of the gates, can you put a number to that?
So let's say they go 1-3. They're 1-3, 1-4. Caleb's had some pretty brutal games here, multi-turnover games type deal. Just deficient, you know?
I mean, so regardless, he's your quarterback now. It's him and fucking, I forget the young man who, the backup that they signed.
Ripien.
Like, it's just him. So he's obviously going to be the starter, but it's not how you start, it's how you finish kind of thing. There's a lot of time for him to right the ship. But with that being said, what I was going to say to you was, like, he is seen as an immediate improvement at the quarterback position to Justin Fields. So for him to start out 1-3, 1-4, 1-4, that will 100% be fuel to the stand fire for the people that don't think that he's the solution. Now, this team is set up to be an improvement on last year, flat out. You've brought in so much talent already. So, yeah, if he stumbles out of the gate, there's going to be a ton of scrutiny. Rightfully placed? Potentially, yeah. My question is, so what?
In a crazy way, though, like, I'm kind of with you there, though. Like, normally you're saying, hey, I'm going to give the rookie grace, and I'm going to, like, and still, you have to let them push. You have to let them have a leash because, like, they're still figuring it all out, you know, and who they are as their rookie seasons isn't who they're going to be as, like,
no.
Full pros. But I don't know, just like everything is it's circumstance. This offense is a different offense than most rookie quarterbacks have coming in. So you just, like, that's where the expectation comes in. I'm 100% with you, though. Like, so what?
Yeah.
So what? And once you pick that direction, that's the direction that you're going. And, like, you talk about expectations, like, Vegas recently has released their odds kind of coming up for the 2024 season. What do they have it at? 8.5 wins? What is the number for the Bears this year? Over.
Was it 8.5?
I believe it was 8.5. I didn't see it up to 9.5. My computer is still updating. So
is it really?
This has been
hilarious.
This has been brutal. I'm running notes right now.
Yeah, I mean, you brought in talent, on all fronts of the ball.
It should be better than last year. That's all it comes. Like, that record makes. What were we last year? I'm already forgetting.
7-7. You had 7 games.
So 8.5 is the line then.
7-10. Yeah. And I mean, I have to take the over. And again, like last year, like, easy money.
I mean, you.
100 gambling.
Offensive line got better, wide receivers got better. Your tight end and running backs,
and you have another first round draft pick coming in.
Oh, absolutely. Caleb is viewed as an improvement.
Well, I'm talking about 9
position. Well, we can talk more about where you think 9 is going to go or what 9 should be, but like the team's just better.
Yep.
Well, and that's where we get into then, like, 101 is obviously
Caleb. BR. That's who I couldn't fucking remember.
Yeah.
His addition, too. Just such an improvement.
Caleb's looking 101, and we're all on board with that. And now 109, this is where, like, again, a team that already is better than last year, getting a good quarterback in the draft, hopefully. And you have another top 10 pick, too, with, like, a very, very top-heavy draft here. But can the Bears go wrong at 109, realistically? Like, is there something that they do?
You can always go with the wrong, right? I know. You can always draft Kevin White or Gabe Kareemi.
For sure. Gabe fucking Kareemi.
I never let that one go. That one pissed me off because it was like that string of Wisconsin offensive linemen that you couldn't fucking miss.
The only one that never hit was
Gabe. Yeah, the only one who had one kneecap.
I mean, I'm on the mindset that, like, you only have a certain amount of blue chip prospects that are going to be available. Guys that are really, really good, like standout dudes. Like, if you're in the position to get one of them, especially with, like, checking so many boxes this offseason, take whoever, like, take best available at that point. Like, you should have a bunch of options.
As long as it's not Brock Bowers.
Whatever.
You already have that capital there. Yeah. You can't reinvest it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But, I mean, the best case scenario, obviously, is that 1 through 4 are all quarterbacks. I think it's safe to say 1 through 3, but potentially 1 through 4 are all quarterbacks. It then becomes, which of those blue chip prospects fall to you? Is it going to be the top edge rusher? Is it going to be Joe Alt? Is it going to be Odunze?
Like Roma Dunze, Malik Nabers. Like, if one of those three wide receivers fall to 9. Can you imagine bringing in a rookie wide receiver and having Keenan Allen and DJ Moore be the ones to, like, show you the ropes?
Be a pretty great situation to land yourself in.
Yeah. Again, well, and rookies, like, are going to benefit from coming to this situation. Like, it's awesome.
I've swung into the Joe Alt camp, and I still have a foot firmly in that camp. But I also see the value in, just using Odunze as an example, if he falls all the way down, pairing him and Caleb together for 5 years, tied together, cost controlled, like, ooh, okay, yeah, actually sign me up for that. Because eventually, not for another 3 or 4 seasons, but Keenan Allen might think about retiring, and DJ's only signed for another, 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah, absolutely, sign me up for that.
He could even be DJ Moore. Guys, I'm stoked with the direction of the Bears. So the next time that we record, because we won't record next weekend, following week is going to be draft week. We'll be, if it's what it's going to be,
ooh,
17 days, yeah.
I will be, for day two, not day one, for day two, I got this, like, work thing. I'm going to be at Hallis Hall.
Oh, that's awesome. I saw that.
Yeah, starting at, like.
Yeah, you were going to look into plus ones.
6 o'clock, no plus ones.
Plus threes.
You're going to do an Oklahoma drill?
Do
the Oklahoma drill.
I'm going to ask.
With Jack Sanborn. Full pads.
Fucking Patrick Scales would level you.
Get old man Pat out here.
All right, guys. Anything else in the beloved you want to get into?
No.
Then we move on. Next episode will be big kind of draft coverage and just kind of look ahead. I'm so excited for the draft. We move on. Let's do a little Sammy stats question of the week. I hope somebody has one.
Oh, no, I thought you actually had one.
Prior. Yeah, I wouldn't have brought it up.
I didn't. Do you have anything? Nothing?
Yeah, no, nothing tickling my brain.
Then we move on. Guys, let's do a little sports minute. So go around the city of Chicago, touch base with a couple of our favorite Chicago sports teams. I see my computer died, and I just
have Oh, yeah, I'll give off. You that.
We'll start with the Chicago Bulls. Short and sweet.
Okay.
Shame on me.
We're in the playing game.
Oh, we live in the play-in. We are a play-in.
We're the negative record.
We're a play-in team. That's what we are.
We could be the first negative record team to win a championship.
Could be. More likely that we get.
If you're in the playoffs, bounced. You have a chance.
You do. All you got to do is make it to the dance.
More likely you're fucking bent over.
It's not good. The state of the
Bulls. No, it's not.
The state of the Bulls is bad. I'm dejected. I am apathetic. I'm over it. I'm over the Bulls. I'm over.
And they
Bulls.
Haven't made a trade in
2.5 years. We've had more solar eclipses than we've had trades for the Chicago Bulls in the last
3 years
since AK came around.
We've had as many. We've not, never mind. Never
Maybe
never
mind. That was the curse. Maybe.
Oh, eclipse.
It's come back around. It's now. Undone. And starting, now
we have the juju.
And starting today, the Bulls are good.
Negative record winners.
Announcing Lonzo's coming back.
I was
tomorrow.
About to say Lonzo's
don't
back.
Don't sell me hope. No, Lonzo is looking like 4 to 5 months until he should be able to participate in 5-on-5. 4 to 5 months.
I'll believe that in a year and 6 months when it actually happens.
So that Lonzo ship has sailed. Rumors with the recent hire of John Calipari down in Arkansas.
Kansas.
Kentucky.
Wolfpig. Arkansas, sorry.
Kentucky needs a head coach. And Billy Donovan has been rumored to be a name.
Yeah, that makes sense.
No. I...
What the fuck is he doing here?
Yeah, I mean, I'm with that. But, like, and I don't want Billy to stay. I just, another coach is just, is going to signal the full rebuild at that point.
I love you, and I don't mean this in a mean way. It's going to signal the full rebuild. Like, fucking, yeah, look at us.
This is a full rebuild situation already. But, like, this is it. The only bright spots is Io and Kobe White.
Well, yeah, and they would have to go because like they're going to get you the most draft capital. Yeah.
I wrote here Io and Kobe White. I wish them well. They deserve so much more.
It was fun while it lasted. Uh-huh. Not really.
Farewell, sweet
prince.
It's
been a bad 3 years.
Yeah, they made the most of their opportunity, and I hope they make a lot of money somewhere else because Jerry ain't going to pay. Well, Jerry just paid Kobe, but anyways. The Bulls make me sad. They're ninth in the East right now, playing tournament here, coming up, whatever. See you, Red. Jake. Anderson and the Chicago Blackhawks.
Season's almost over. I think Blackhawks are for sure going to be the second worst team in the NHL. Let me double check that stat real quick. Yeah, I mean it's good. It's ending. We let's be honest. It's been a bad year. We look forward to the draft. We look forward to possibly getting first overall again.
Lotto balls.
Continuing to build the team from there. I'm stalling. But yeah, I got the draft lottery up. They're Bedard's great, obviously. I talk about it every week. A couple draft picks did well this year. Kevin Korchinski was nice. There's potential there. We have a lot of draft picks still in the farm system, and we're going to get even more. We got 2 first-round picks this year. Yes, confirmed. There's 1 game left, and we will be the second-worst team in the NHL. And the simulator just gave us second. So we, nothing. Bad simulator.
It's really one or nothing.
What's that?
It's really just
one or nothing.
In
this like,
draft.
You're still going to be fine. But I mean,
I want it all.
Celebrini, baby. I want it all. Did you know in the NHL you can only win the lottery twice in 5 years?
Ooh. Are you just like, you don't have a lottery ball at all? Or.
I think, or you max out at 2.
I think you'd max out at 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's correct.
Hey, good for the Jaguars.
We could do it again.
Yeah, do
and
it.
And then just be
and
done
then we're
winning
good.
The lottery
and then,
for the
and
next
then you're
couple
committed
years.
To the build. Then you're committed to the build.
Is that when you commit to the build after the second one overall?
Well, for 3 years, you're out. So, yes.
Jake, anything else on the Hawks?
Nope. Go Blackhawks.
We move on. We'll get into the Chicago Cubs. That a Dale.
Oh, this is gonna go so much better than
take
Jake's.
It away.
Things are good. Now, having said that, obviously there's the bad news, like He's promoted to AAA from AA, but rather Steele tweaked his little kneesy. It's okay.
Hamster string.
Yeah, hammer string. I think end of the month is when they're saying he'll come back. But either way, he was fucking cruising in that game. We end up going on to lose that game on opening day. That's fine. We're 6-3, even with that loss. Team's been competitive. Seiya's on fire. PCA is getting innings.
Shota
is fucking unreal so far, especially given like what was given to his counterparts in free agency this year. Like Shota's been a fucking steal. Yeah, the team's playing well. The defense is good. Morel, we gotta figure out where he's gonna play.
He is not.
It cannot be third.
Does does the third baseman of the future exist on the Chicago
Cubs?
Nick Madrigal.
I was going to say Nicky Two Strikes. Nicky Two Strikes is not the answer.
Nicky Two Strikes at third.
Defensively, I'm fine with him being there because then we have like super solid infield defense through and through. But yeah, no. Yeah, man. It's like if you could, if he and Morel could do like an Autobot merge of some kind and be one player, that'd be
Super Saiyan Fusion.
You know what I'm saying? But anyways, otherwise, things are good.
Conjoined sisters.
Stop. She just reads a book or listens to her True Crime Doc podcast.
You know exactly. Uh-huh. After 10 games. No, it's we're 9, almost 10 games. How's the how do you feel about the Craig Council experience?
Good. What do you got to hate? He's a pretty open dude. Car drove good, handled real good. Like, yeah, they're playing well. Yeah, absolutely. If they like them, that's what matters.
Anything else on the Chicago Cubs?
It is going leaps and bounds better than what's coming next. So it just
must
makes me
nice.
Very like, so like one of the things that I was really happy to see is that Seiya really is taking off. So there's two guys that have more RBIs than him in the entire league right now. One bats like fifth or sixth for the Dodgers, Teo Oscar. So like, that's a good spot to bat. The other guy, no one's even heard of before. Literally no one. It's this unknown guy named Jake Berger that is just lighting it up this year. No one knows where he came from. No one knows who this guy is. And it just, it's incredible to watch.
You're a bad guy. You're a bad guy.
You know how much I loved Jake Berger.
You're a bad dude.
Like, it's not real even like dude. I was a hater and then he's gone.
Oh, I know.
Succeeded.
Like, you were bad. I remember this.
That was the straw that broke
Are
my
you
back.
So hard?
As soon as they traded Jake Berger, I sold my season tickets.
It's just your luck, dude. Like, if I would have told you which is more, solar eclipses or White Sox wins,
they're tied.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to bring that
Anyways,
up.
Jake,
that's fucked up.
It's fucked up, dude.
It's fucked up.
Not for Jake Berger. He's doing great in Miami.
I know he is. I know he
They are also a one-win baseball team, the Miami Marlins.
Also true.
Yeah, but they have Jake Berger.
And Tim Anderson.
Wow.
It's White Sox South. Jake, come on. How's it going? You okay?
It's not. No. No.
He's a no.
It's not good. It's,
I'm crying.
It's crying. So fucking bad over here. I did not expect them to be this bad. Like, we're at Oakland A's bad right now. Like, we're bad.
Is it
bad.
Time to bet whatever the floating over is on wins? Because it's got to be.
I would be curious
whoa.
What it is. I have a wager with my boss at 65. I opened at 60, and he moved it to 65.
The record, the all-time record is what, 43 and 119, I think, is the the lowest wins ever in a season. Like,
there's no fucking way it can be that bad.
You don't think so?
Dude, if they, god damn. I was already gonna stand here and say that I'm not, this is something my brother and I talked about. I'm not going back until they're five games above 500 on the standings.
Brother,
I'm not spending
5 games above 500.
I'm not spending a dime on that team.
We're going to the eclipse again before
yeah,
we
Yeah, dog.
I'm not spending a dime on that team.
I
don't blame you. I mean, good for you, but like,
AJ cannot wait to experience tailgating for the first time.
Somebody better send me for free.
Oh, that's yeah.
Oh, so you said like you could still take me.
I'm
just not going to pay for it.
I like that 61 stance. And a half.
I won't give them money. It's
61.5
is the line right
is
now.
The number right now?
Yeah. Nice.
Oh, brother, nice. It's so under. You oh. Okay, so Luis Robert's out.
Yes. And, let me get there.
Okay.
I know, guys, it's fucking the only bright spot right now is Garrett.
Oh
Crochet.
Yeah, who by the way, I am 100% in on, so no jokes about Garrett. Glad he's doing well.
Can I start the when is Garrett Crochet?
No, we are not. Bit?
Okay. It won't be this year.
Yeah, no, it's too soon.
Big ass finger.
I thought you were going to say something else.
only bright spot so far. That's and the worst part about it is he only plays every 5 days. So,
and that's assuming you don't have off days.
Right.
Yes.
Eloy's already hurt. Hamstring again.
What did it say in the graphic that was just brutal?
Lightheadedness?
Yeah.
There was a graphic that came out that went over all of Eloy's injuries.
It's kind of, it's a bogus. It's a disrespectful graphic.
Oh, it's so bad. But one of them has said lightheadedness. It's like, come on. Did we really have to put that one in there? It like
a scroll bar on the side.
Let's talk about, let's talk about
a picture.
Let's talk about just all the leg injuries and then the pack and then, you know, all the nonsense. Anyways, the guy's hurt literally all the time. We already did the bit where every night I break my bones. Every night I have a heart, or the next
it's
morning
crazy.
I have a heart attack. He's broken. Fire the training staff as well.
Is he Samuel L. Jackson from that one movie with Bruce Willis?
Die Hard? Wait, that's a...
Dog. Oh, no. Come on.
Donald Glover,
yes.
Oh, that's bad.
It's not that bad.
You
come
kinda,
on.
Oh, it, you what do you mean
him,
it's not that bad?
You kind of set him up.
I do, first off, I didn't put any words in his grown man mouth.
Lethal Weapon?
So that...
That's Mel Gibson.
Also Danny Glover.
Oh. And Danny Glover! No, what's the one where Samuel L. Jackson's a guy? He's Mr. Glass.
Good stuff.
Unbreakable.
Don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
It's Bruce Willis. He's a superhero, kind of.
Okay.
So Samuel L. Jackson, like, he breaks his bones all the time.
Got it.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, that's Eloy.
Thanks for coming on that ride. Someone's going to be listening to me and be like, Unbreakable. No, I know that one. Dale, I get it.
How do you guys not know it?
back to it. Luis Robert's hurt. Again, a leg-ish injury. I mean, it's a hip. It's a leg. Hip flexor.
Who, Roberts?
Yeah.
It's the same exact injury he had.
A couple years ago
that made him miss.
2 seasons ago.
2.5 months. Almost 3 months of baseball.
Yep.
It was unbreakable. M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, brother.
M. Night Shyamalan.
I mean, this team, like, if they were going to be anything, Robert and Eloy were going to have to be MVP candidates. And now they're both out.
They're both dead.
So we don't have.
What is the starting lineup? Like, run me through
it
1 through 9.
It is crazy.
I'll tell you today's.
You could play, is this a something or is this a Chicago White Sox?
You could do that.
Is this a member of like the Chicago Bar or the Bar Association, whatever?
Right.
Like,
is this person on the Chicago Philharmonic?
So here's
they play left field.
Here's the White Sox lineup today.
You have to guess real or fake, Dale.
One of these was a pinch hitter, but anyways, Nicky Lopez.
Okay, from Kansas.
Paul DeJong.
From St. Louis.
DeJong. DeDong. Dominic Fletcher.
No, I know him through the show, but I couldn't tell.
Robbie Grossman.
He was in San Francisco.
Braden Shoemake.
That's not a real person.
Yoan Moncada. Andrew
Benintendi. Not a real person.
No, that guy is.
Andrew Benintendi.
Benny, yeah.
Corey Lee
was the catcher turned utility player from the Astros.
Gavin Sheets and then Andrew Vaughn.
Oh. Yeah. Wait, is Corey Lee your starting catcher?
He was today. I forget who the other one is. Maldonado? Yeah, we signed Maldonado.
Martin?
From the Astros?
Yeah.
Is he like 40?
Yes.
Okay, sick.
Yes.
That's a good age to play catcher.
Yep.
And
I think he bats like 200 too.
Hey, yeah. Is it sick?
I saw something dumb about Andrew Benintendi, like his OPS plus right now. Is that the one rated up to like 100? He's in the negatives for like a certain statistic that just like is almost
weighted runs.
Weighted runs.
Yeah. Like it's just almost impossible to do. Like that's why
the one that's like closer away from 100.
We gave him like $70 million.
That's why I just wonder, Jake. I just wonder.
He had one good season against
the
Yankees.
Could this be an all-time bad team? Like,
oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Last year was last year was the worst record I think they've ever had.
Like 49-win bad team?
It was 60. Well, they have 60 wins last year or something? They were 60 and like 100?
And they shift pieces.
And this team's
and
worse
they will
than
sell
it was
more.
Last year, yeah. Garrett Crochet does well enough.
No.
They were 61 and 101 last year.
you see this game, this team losing 10.
This team is worse than the team last year.
Yeah, you could see, what, eight less wins easily?
Like, on paper.
I mean, I wonder what the start was last
season.
If
they,
I don't
even know what I'll do if they're the worst team of all time.
Spin zone. Bet the over. They fire Grafal, hire back Ozzie Guillen.
No shot.
Bring the Big Hurt as your hitting coach. Bring back fucking Burley as your pitching coach. Like, dude, do the definition of a Jerry rebuild.
You would need to.
2 years tops.
You would need to bring in, like, the greatest GM of all time to convince all those guys.
His name is Theo Epstein.
To
he's
do
gettable.
It.
And he's familiar with the city.
And Jerry might have to
what
die.
What if I told
and
you?
And Jerry might have to die. Like, I just don't see another way around this right now.
Like,
I,
we share in like this part of Sports Minutes that, like, our tone and our situations respectively won't change until Jerry Reinsdorf is out of the picture.
There's just, like, how are you okay with this right now?
You're just playing a different game.
Because, like, I'm literally just printing money.
True.
Because these fucking idiots keep coming and drinking and eating these stupid fucking things that we make for them in the concession stands. And they go, oh, it's fun though because you get some good gourmet food at a ballpark. And these fucking idiots keep coming back. I'm rolling out five guys named Mike in my starting rotation.
It's funny because you're kind of talking about yourself, because not 10 minutes earlier where you were like, I can't wait to go tailgate with my son.
Oh, that was a joke about it being 20 years from now when the eclipse comes back and you guys are competitive. It's going to be 20
years.
No,
this was when I was saying I'm not going back. And you're
right.
Like, but the tailgates.
Albino geese.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be a grown man when that happens.
Okay, whatever. Oh, it hurts. It just hurts, guys.
I mean, it's...
Dude,
I'm worried about
and it's laughable. Honestly, if they're ever winning, just bet the live money line on the other team. It's the problem, though, is it's probably still
Vegas
minus.
Has figured it out.
It's probably still minus juice on it. Like, they're still the favorite even when they're losing.
Jake, anything else on the White Sox you want to get into? I gotta get you out of here.
Take me.
Jesus, guys, let's do a little Schmegmans. All right, why don't we do a little? Who's this week's not that guy? I will start. Not that guy for me this week is OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr. I saw I'd never seen that it happened. So in the 2017 eclipse, OBJ posted a video of himself and he's like looking out of the window directly.
I remember this
directly at the eclipse. Right, just look at him. Just directly at it, staring
so
right
hard.
At it. So OBJ, before the eclipse in 2017, had 1,374 yards, 12 touchdowns, and had three Pro Bowl appearances. OBJ, since the 2017 eclipse, 630 yards, four touchdowns per season, zero Pro Bowls.
Coincidence?
I think not.
I think not.
So OBJ, not that guy, got by the eclipse. Produce Jake.
That is funny. Not that guy for me is easy. It's Dale. I don't know if I'm gonna steal yours, but it's John Fisher and Rob Manfred. John Fisher, the owner of the Oakland Athletics, is a fucking scumbag.
Yeah, he's awful.
The fact that you're announcing that you're going to change locations.
It's no longer
at
LB.
The very beginning of the season. Like, next year, your team is going to play in Sacramento.
Sacramento.
And we're at the start of the year. How is anybody going to actually go to those games? Your team's going to have 160 something games in their last season at this field, and there's going to be nobody there.
I mean, it seats 10,000 people.
They're not going to fill it.
That's going to be hard.
Well, it's just going to be cheaper for them to operate.
Well, they're going
to
struggle with that one, too. Yeah. But I'm just like, I mean, you're just doing them all fucking dirty here.
Yeah, like.
And then Rob Manfred over allowing this shit. Like,
that's the problem right there. Like, the fact that that has to be signed off of at his level.
The commissioner should have just, like.
Just gone, no.
No.
You're literally going to print money in Vegas, tough it for one more year in the fucking Coliseum. Like, it's just. He's awful. He's all-time bad. bad for the sport. I cannot wait for his contract to be up in, what is it, fucking 4 years, 5 years, when we can finally, and I was going to go at him for that just a little bit, but also so we can finally get off of these fucking stupid regional network things and just get the sport back on television regularly so I don't have to pretend like I have Marquee Network and stream all these fucking games.
There was a, on that topic, there was a thing on Reddit where there's a picture of a TV and it's like, we can't show your broadcast right now, blah, blah, blah. It was at the White Sox game of the White Sox game.
Yep.
Like in the stadium, there's a TV with a blackout restriction.
That's so stupid. That's so stupid.
Their big thing was, well, we can regionalize this and make it networks and it'll be profitable because then they can sell the ads and the, and then it won't cost us and we'll just make money. And fuck you, you're just so wrong.
Anyways,
you're still right. Yeah.
John Fisher, not that guy.
Not a doubt.
I'll take Manfred. It's 2-for-1. I've been upset with him for so long. Rob Manfred, not
we'll,
that guy.
Then we'll go right back to who can or cannot dog sit for you.
Who cannot dog sit for me is... So what I was going to say was essentially OBJ. Anyone who looked at the sun without the glasses, like precursor, just bubble the box so that on the questionnaire I know I can throw out your application. No, you can't dog sit.
Jake.
Dog sitting for me is going to be the Oakland fans. As a organization with a also terrible owner, I feel for you because I could see myself in this position within the next 3 years where they're no longer in this goddamn state. And at that point, I'm going to stop watching baseball. So I stand with you, Oakland.
I don't think they leave the state. Yeah, anyway.
Who can dog sit for
Jerry
me?
Can kiss my ass.
Did you say who?
Jerry.
Oh, that's fair.
Who can dog sit for me? This will be the first of many he can dog sit for me. Caleb
hopefully
Williams.
Hopefully Amy.
Hopefully Amy. Yeah, hopefully Amy. But if not, hopefully Caleb Williams. I'm super excited for the future, and I can't wait. I already got the Williams jersey in
Bears.
The car.
Over on.
It wouldn't surprise me.
That would not surprise me at all. Over under.
What if I just took it off right now?
It's on
right
now! 1 million. Over or under.
1 million what?
Number of grown men who have never painted their nails before as nails that are painted if the Bears win a Super Bowl.
Wait, sorry. Oh, I'll paint my nails.
It's a very John Tucker must die situation. That man was doing alley-oops off the backboard, left-hand windmills, win-a-thon. So, yeah.
I forgot about that movie.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Is this your Men in Black 2?
What?
I forgot about that movie. I know nothing about that. The fact that you remember he was like thonged up.
Yeah.
And doing double somersault dunks.
Dog. Mac McClung. Guys, it's going to be a wrap on episode 102. Sending love to Mr. and Mrs. Stats. Good to see the boys again. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks. I'm going to watch Tin Cup. 1-800-GAMBLER. Gamble responsibly.
You're going to love it.
See Red. Bear down. Love you guys. Bears.
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 Jake's gonna love it.
I'll hang up and listen to your response.
It's bad. It's so bad. They don't win.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no
Richard Seymour.
Get down, girl, go ahead, get down.
The boys are back.
Not that guy.
Get down, girl, go ahead, get down.
How big are you on sports? Not that guy.
I need to put notes on that.
Right. Oral Roberts, yep. Man.
I'm drunk.
Drunk.
Bears.
Bears.
It's looking more like Jake might have been right, but do I know anything about that man? Absolutely not going into that, right?
You don't have a choice.
No, that's not what I said.
Okay.
I watched all the tape. Watched all the tape.
To say where you work, but and then get the hell out of the chair.
The best friends in the whole world.
Go Chaos.
Especial.
Not that guy.
Marcos disagrees.
Sean's legally blind.
Let him up, you dumb bitch.
It's Malort. What if he wants to be here? What?
Yeah. I rode with him for 3 weeks, dude. Wow.
Football guys.
Really fast.
I need it in like 15 seconds, though.
Yeah, your face is too narrow.
That guy.
Dude, I love celebrating.
The Malort's on the table.
We're doing our best to put out as much as we can put out.